me see here. Chapter 9, how to hypnotize friends and put people under the influence. It is best to hypnotize subjects who have minds that are weaker than yours.
I say, old boy, won't you have trouble finding subjects?
Preacher, stop interrupting. Now, let's see. Hypnotism is practiced in India by the street fakers who charm snakes with their flutes.
Oh, I say, that sounds jolly. Why don't you try that?
Where am I going to get a snake and a flute?
Why don't you start out in a small way with a worm and a piccolo?
Everybody's a wise guy.
I say, old chap, you don't really believe that reading that book for a few minutes will make you an expert, do you? After all, you know, hypnotism is a complicated science.
So what? Electricity is a science, ain't it?
Yes.
How long does a guy have to sit in the electric chair to see how it works? Now, let me see. First, I look Rennie in the eye.
Say, Archie.
Oh, hello, Russian. What can I do for you?
You can give me the other $2 that you owe me.
Looks like I'll have to use this hypnotism sooner than I thought. Now, look, Russian, before I give you the $2, I gotta see if this stuff works. Now, let me try it on you.
Oh, okay.
Now, close your eyes.
Okay, I close my eyes.
Now, look me in the eye.
Say, this is a good trick.
Please, relax.
Okay, I'm relaxed.
Now, once again, look me in the eye.
Which one?
What's the difference? The left one.
But the right one is so much prettier.
Okay, then look me in the right eye.
Now the left one looks prettier.
Is he in a trance yet, Archie?
With him, it's hard to tell.
Now, please, I'm a busy man. Give me the $2.
Not till I learn how this thing works.
Okay, I'll come back in 15 minutes.
All right, that's fair enough. In the meantime, I'll practice on somebody else. Now, let's see. Another effective method in hypnotism is to move a bright, shiny object before the subject's eyes. Let's see, what have I got around here that's bright and shiny?
Why don't you just bend over in that blue serge suit and sway back and forth?
Wouldn't be scientific. Oh, Treacher, have you got a half a buck on you?
Yes.
Let me have it for a second.
Here you are.
Thanks. Now, I wave it in front of your eyes. Arthur Treacher, you are under a spell.
He must be if he gave you a half a dollar.
Quiet, Miss Duffy. Now concentrate, Treacher. Keep staring at this 50-cent piece. You're getting sleepy. Very sleepy. Your eyes are closing.
They are, eh? Just try putting those 2 shillings in your pocket.
Go along with me. Now, I'm gonna make you bark like a dog. Now, repeat after me. I am completely in your power.
You are completely in my power.
No, teacher. I am completely in your power.
Very well, then you bark like a dog.
Please, try to concentrate. Now, Arthur Treacher, repeat after me. I am in your power.
I am in your power.
Hey, it's working. I am your master.
You are my master.
My will is stronger than yours.
Your will is stronger than mine.
Hey, what's going on here?
Shh, quiet. I'm getting hypnotized.
Preacher, please. Before I pay the $2, I gotta see if this thing works. Now concentrate. Look me in the eye. Arthur Treacher, you are a giraffe.
I am a giraffe.
Now speak to me.
Hello down there.
Archie, is it working?
Yeah, the guy really thinks he's a giraffe.
Good. Maybe we can get him to eat those cobwebs off the ceiling.
Quiet, Miss Duffy. Okay, Treacher, are you still in a trance?
Yes, Master.
That's all I want to know. Okay, I'll snap you out of it. Abacadabra.
Where, oh, where am I?
You're in Duffy's Tavern.
Make me a giraffe again.
Here's a word from RCA Victor. You know, when spring puts in its appearance, the ladies always seem to catch the men off guard. They've been busy for weeks planning their spring wardrobe, studying the new styles. And this year, there's one style everyone will want to study. It's the better-looking in every way style of RCA Victor's magnificent new 17-inch television receiver, the Fairfield. With the Fairfield, you'll get television pictures which are exceptionally clear, bright, and steady. And you'll have RCA Victor's new picture pickup, which assures you of the best possible reception. If you've been looking for a television set that's going to look well in your home, here's your answer. The Fairfield console cabinet is truly distinctive, and its beautiful doors close over the screen when your set's not in use. Go see your RCA Victor dealer. He'll be glad to show you the better-looking Fairfield.
Archie, why don't you cut out all this nonsense with the hypnotism?
Nonsense? Now, when do you see how it works on Rennie? Hey, wait a minute. Here she comes now. Well, Rene.
Bonsoir, Archie.
Bonsoir to you, my little pulley-pop pie. Hey, that's some dress you're wearing.
Oh, it's just a little something I threw on.
It's, looks like you missed. First time I ever seen a backless dress worn backwards.
Now, please, Archie, let's get down to business.
Business? I don't know what you mean, mon petit patout.
What about the bracelet?
The bracelet? What bracelet?
The diamond bracelet you promised me on the telephone.
Oh, that diamond bracelet. Oh, yeah, the jeweler has been a little dilatory in delivering it. I'll call him up and see what happens. Hello, Cartier's? High-priced diamond department, please. Yeah, the one without the floors. Hello? Hello? Oh, tell me, sir, is this the gentleman that sold me the $10,000 bracelet? It is? Well, this is Archie of Duffy's Tavern. And I'd like you to know, sir, that the bracelet ain't been delivered yet. Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, them things will occur, thank you.
What happened?
Their truck broke down.
Their truck broke down?
Yeah, yep.
Archie, you have lied to me. This is the last time.
Wait.
I will...
Rene, look into my eyes. Now concentrate.
Why?
You'll find out in a second. Now, I stare into your eyes. I'm going to take you to dreamland.
Oh, please, not another one of those cheap dance halls.
Quiet, you're being hypnotized. Now, follow the moving finger.
The way you're looking at me, I'd better.
Rene, concentrate. Look me in the eye.
Archie, I feel very strange. I feel a spell coming over me.
Oh, boy, it's working.
I will be anything you want me to be. I will do anything you say.
I say, old boy, this is your big opportunity.
Huh?
Make her a giraffe.
Preacher, that is not exactly what I had in mind. Now, Rennie, concentrate. You are about to become my bride.
Your bride? But who are you, strange one?
Strange one, hey. That gives me an idea.
Yeah, she thinks you're a stranger. Maybe you got a chance.
Quiet. Repeat them last words, Rennie.
Who are you, strange one?
I am Charles Boyer.
Charles Boyer?
Oui, better known as Pepsi La Cola. Come, Rene. Come with me to the Catskills.
Oh, Charles. Kiss me. Kiss me.
What a racket that boy is getting.
Charles, speak to me. Oh, Charles, how romantic you are.
Oh, I say, Charles, shall I fetch the bicarbonate?
Peaches, stop trying to break the spell. Now, now, what was I saying, Renee?
Oh, Charles, put your arms around my waist and hold me tight. Press me close to you. Closer. Closer.
I'll murder the first guy that snaps his fingers. Now repeat after me, Renee. I will marry you.
I will marry you as soon as I get the diamond bracelet.
Renny, you mean to tell me that you was awake all the time?
And so ends another trance in the life of Archie the hypnotist.
That lousy Russian, if I can only put my hands on him.
Well, here he comes now.
Hey. Oh, wait. Look, you phony hypnotist, give me back that buck. I just tried some of that crummy hypnotosisism on this girl here and it don't work.
Archie, this man is a hypnotist?
Vive la trance!
Il est très gentil.
You are speaking to me.
Yes. I say that you are very cute.
Don't say that.
But you are cute.
I know, but don't say that. Tell me, my little French poodle. Would you like me to throw a trance at you?
It is not necessary, monsieur. I am already under your spell.
That's funny. I must have studied the wrong chapter.
And now, monsieur, you close your eyes.
With pleasure.
Now repeat after me.
Okay.
I will buy you a diamond bracelet.
I will buy you a diamond bracelet.
I will take you dancing at El Morocco.
I will take you dancing at El Morocco.
Then let's go.
After you, my little onion.
Good night, Archie.
Good night. How do you like that? That Russian is supposed to be the hypnotist, and the dame puts the spell on him. What a jerk. Hey, wait a minute. Where does this leave me? I give the guy a buck, and he winds up with my dame.
I say, old chap, repeat after me. I am a jerk.
You are a jerk.
No, you are a jerk.
Listen again next week, friends, to Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Listen tomorrow evening for The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, the Saturday night feature of the All-Star Festival.